Report: West Hollywood employs guard convicted of manslaughter after defunding for police. By Joel B. Polak on July 18, 2022. The city of West Hollywood, California, is employing a man once convicted of manslaughter to help provide security after the city council voted to defund four police jobs last month and replace them with unarmed ambassadors instead. As Breitbart News reported in June, the city council of West Hollywood, California, voted Monday night to cut the number of armed sheriff's deputies by four, replacing them with 30 unarmed ambassadors, despite a crime wave and a national backlash over defund the police. The Democrat-dominated Haven, whose mayor once tried to ban Donald Trump from speaking in the city, and which honored porn star Stormy Daniels with the key to the city during her crusade against Trump, has seen crime rise 137% in 1 year. Los Angeles County Sheriff Alex Villanueva told the Washington Examiner that among the ambassadors who replaced the police, one is a man who was charged with murder in Georgia before being convicted of manslaughter and completing his sentence in California. The Examiner reported Sunday. The operations manager of a security firm contracted to take over law enforcement duties from sworn deputies in West Hollywood, California, was once charged with murder and armed robbery in Georgia, Los Angeles County Sheriff Alex Villanueva said. TA operations manager since 2013 was convicted of charges of murder and armed robbery in Georgia in 1995, along with an accompanying drug charge. Court records show that the charge was downgraded to manslaughter and the person was allowed to complete his sentence in California. The local news outlet Vehoville reported that the ambassadors were largely inactive. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of the recent ebook, Neither Free Nor Fair: The 2020 U.S. Presidential Election. His recent book, Red November, tells the story of the 2020 Democratic presidential primary from a conservative perspective. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak. Photo, file.